The idea or concept of a community, I feel like it's one that we've, for the most part, lost the understanding of. Like, what does it mean to be part of a community? And it's a very important idea for us to not lose sight of or for us to understand. Of course, over the years, we've grown in numbers as human beings and we've occupied so much space that the line has become so blurred as to when does my community start and end. Because it pours into other communities so easily. The lines are not as clear anymore. There was a time when the idea of a community was much easier to understand. And I think we spoke about it when we were talking about the idea of villages, right? The fact that there was a time, this was the same back home where I come from once upon a time, where in fact there are many places within South Africa where this is still true, where you can clearly define your community based on what village you're part of, or what extension you're a part of, if you're living in the townships that are measured in that way or categorized in that way. Now, the thing about what makes it important about understanding who your community is or where your community is that it then puts a sense of pride when you become involved and you volunteer and you engage with your community. You understand the value. But the more of us as human beings exist within a space, the harder it becomes for us to understand where our community starts and ends. And as a result, we don't view where we are located as a community. Our community then becomes things like church, which is our church community. Whereas within the concept of a village has a beginning and an end. And then wherever the village ends, there's a distance before the next town or location or even village begins. And you can make clear distinctions between those villages, right? And that's why now we don't understand the true concept of what it means to be within a community, to protect each other as people who live within a community, understanding how we deal with problems as people who live within a community. The idea of a community basically comes from the fact that we need to acknowledge as young people that we are part of a larger whole, and we need to understand that everything that you do as an individual impacts the whole at the end of the day. It sets precedent, and it also creates culture as you do so. So what I mean is, if we were to gather each other as young people and decide that wherever we see a home, or wherever we see an old age home, or a home that takes care of the less fortunate, we as young people are going to try to dedicate even an hour within a week just to go serve there. Whether you're painting the walls, you're fixing up the furniture, you're teaching computer classes. If many of us are doing it, then we lessen the burden on one person, right? There are many of us volunteering. There are many of us, even if we're doing the garden, there's 5 to 10 of us doing that garden. Then we are contributing to that space and making sure that the people that we are giving our time to, or the people that we are volunteering to help, don't become criminals, for example, right? We're really contributing and adding a lot of value, because now there's not that void in them that leads them to thinking that nobody cares about me. Therefore, let me just go and do whatever I can to make money, and do whatever, rather, whatever it takes for me to make money. There's an organization that we work with in Nelmapius. It's actually known as Nelmapius Football Academy. And what they've done is that they've started a football academy and they've gone to different, in fact, I think they're going to be changing it to becoming a sports academy, Nelmapius Sports Academy, because they do netball, they do football, they do basketball, they do volleyball, and they're getting these young kids to engage in sports. They also do cross country and running as well. So they're getting these young kids to engage in sports so that they have a sense of purpose, and getting them to participate in competitions as well. And this is something that those of us who are not part of that world might not understand, just how important it is for people to have a sense of purpose. And it's the more the ones who are in places or positions of privilege that are able to provide that space. Now, I'm not saying that people who grew up in less fortunate environments cannot within themselves decide. In fact, that's a very important point to make. You can decide within your own abilities, within your own realm of capacity, to whatever capacity you can, that you're going to build, or maybe you're going to start your own football club, a swimming club, or a basketball club, just to get kids and young people within the area engaged in some kind of sport. So I wanted to talk about Nel Mapius a bit, because I wanted us to just zoom into just how important it is and the value that they're offering to their community. They're getting a lot of young people who could have otherwise participated in dangerous things, who could have come back from school not knowing what to do with their time and therefore ended up within the wrong crowds, to actually engage and participate in something that will develop them. They might discover the next big and great soccer players who might break world records as a result. And as a what they're doing now is going to different organizations and asking for funding. This is something that anyone can do. And if enough of us do it, then all of us as individuals don't need to contribute more time than we have, right? And this is the importance of doing community engagement and doing volunteer work. Now, this As the example of Nel Mapius is engaging with your community. But what I also mean by that is, within your community, be aware of the things that are happening. Be aware of where the police station is, where the hospital is, who the mayor is. It might not be all of us who have access to this information, but it is important for those of us who have that inclination to actually become active and then inform the others who don't know as well as we do, or who don't have as much time as we do, or even make YouTube videos about your town. This is a very important thing that young people sometimes don't understand, just how much value it adds, especially because we chase after the things that give us glam and bling, and we want to be musicians and podcasters. But it's very important, and you can make some money from just talking about your community and starting a community podcast, or, you know, things like that, right? And I want to make emphasis to the fact that a community is something that feeds into you. And therefore, you need to understand, contextualize yourself within your community. Understand that you're not an individual who exists by themselves. And of course, I must also say that a huge part of South Africa, like if you go to different provinces, to different townships, to different villages, you will understand that the concept of a village and of a community exists within many different areas in South Africa and the rest of Africa. So the concept is not completely lost. But those of us who grow up in suburbs, in more affluent areas, we easily lose the concept of what it means to exist within a community, especially the younger generation, because we're so consumed by media, by our phones, by the entertainment that we find on social media. And so we want to be more like the people we see on those platforms, who don't seem to be displaying any kind of volunteer work, or who don't seem to understand what a community is, or speak within the context of them existing in a community. They speak in terms of, I am a self-made millionaire, or I own this vehicle, or I went to school here, rather than understanding that it's we, you and multiple other people went and attended that school, you and the friends that you made. And that school exists because someone else decided to build it in order to make sure to build and run it, right, and sustain it, in order to make sure that you, as well as the other kids within your community, have an education and they can make something of themselves. These are things that we need to consider. These are things that we need to think of. I think of the school that I went to and just how much I gained from that school. Sure, it has had its issues, but imagine if that community I grew up in didn't have that school, right? And just to think of the fact that that school gave me access to education. Sometimes, in as much as we don't like our context, we don't like the places we grew up in, it's important for us to understand that the little and appreciate the fact that the little that is there is beneficial to us, and we need to take advantage of it and figure out how we can keep those things going or how we can make them better, right? As young people, because for us to lose the concept of what it means to live within a community is a very bad thing, because to live within a community means you can connect and go to some of these events that are held where you are told how the electricity works, what's being done, how your community is being developed. Also understanding as well, networking within your community, knowing people who are in affluent or influential positions, so that whenever decisions need to be made, you become a person of value. And then also understanding that building the families within your community is a very important thing, and it helps your community become a better version of itself at the end of the day. Now, that's about as much as we have time for. I hope that this becomes a question that as a young person, you ask yourself a bit deeper. What does a community mean to you? And how can you then get involved and engage and contribute to said community?